Personalities don't love, they want something. Many couples stay together despite the disappointment and resentment that arise when they drop their facades. They still want something from each other, and they think they can get it. Two things they often want are comfort and security. Each looks at the other and thinks, "You aren't the person you pretended to be when we met, but if you give me what I want, I'll stay with you and go on calling it love." They believe that comfort and security are a good compensation for their disappointment, and they rationalize settling for them as a realistic and inevitable thing. Their thinking includes such painful beliefs as love never lasts, this is all I deserve, and being with someone I don't love is better than being alone. How comfortable is settling, really? In cozy arrangements, the partners think they've given up passion for comfort because comfort is as good as it gets. They expect a large, reliable supply of security to make up for their lost passion. If their partner fails to deliver on what is usually a long list of security or comfort items, the anger can be explosive. Suppose she has been trying her best to give him what he wants, often pretending that what he wants is also what she wants. And sometimes she knows very well that she doesn't really want to do these things. She tells herself that she's sacrificing her happiness, her life, to please him, make him happy, and have his love. Then she does one thing wrong and he gets angry. Her resentment boils up and there's a huge self-righteous explosion. It turns out that a lot of anger lay hidden under the coziness. Those angry me puppets come onto the stage again and the original resentments reappear. "You lied to me when we were getting together. You've changed. You're not the man or woman I married. You don't love me." Is it love when it instantly turns to anger? You feel entitled to be angry. After all, you've really put yourself out. You've opened up and made yourself vulnerable. You feel entitled to have your partner want what you want him to want. The reality is that he doesn't. He just continues to want what he wants. He can't change his wants to suit you. Can you change your wants to suit anyone? Can you make yourself want something you don't want? Well, he's just like you. The Oatmeal Man. The first time a certain young man slept over at his girlfriend's apartment, she served him her favorite breakfast, oatmeal. He didn't mention that he hated oatmeal, because he didn't want any disagreement between them, especially after they'd just had sex. He didn't question the thought that telling her the truth would displease her. After they got married, she often served him oatmeal, and he continued to eat it. He thought that if he admitted his loathing for oatmeal now, he would displease her even more, since it would reveal that he'd been dishonest for a long time. He would rather eat oatmeal than face what he believed his wife would think of him if he told her the truth. And oatmeal is what he's still eating for breakfast 23 years later. Is there any oatmeal in your life? What do you do for love that you wouldn't do otherwise? I asked some friends this question, and one of them sent the following list. "I ironed his shirts. I made nice dinners and pretended that I enjoyed doing it. I pretended I couldn't be hurt by anything he said. I pretended to be more hurt than I was by what he said. I pretended I always cared about what he said. I'm a night person and I forced myself to become a morning person. I cut my hair really, really short one time. I distanced myself from my family in order to show him that I put him first. I tried to stop grieving my mother's death. I chose a career that didn't interest me. I wore uncomfortable underwear." Make your own list of things you do for love that you wouldn't do otherwise. Then imagine reading each item to your partner and asking, "Has it worked? Is this what you love?"